rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. You've got to live your life for today, not tomorrow. Live your life through the sadness and the sorrow. Just live your life. Because when tomorrow comes, you'll wish you lived your life today.
Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these manic Mondays. Memories that are freaking. Send that shit to the next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these manic Mondays. Memories that are freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Radio Sega.
You can go again. Don't fall behind. Say, don't be late. Destination heaven. Stay alive. That's you and me. We're going to have fun. Say, let's go. Hey, Excalibur.
It's about that bar.
What do you mean? Give it take. Going home.
Time zone.
Check out it.
Live alone. Leather legs. Get in place.
What do you get, say?
That's it.
Zoom, room. Cosmic zoom. That's
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega! Hello everyone, welcome to the show. It's season 2 of the Manic Monday Show with myself, Casey, right here on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7 and we have the best and the craziest start to your Radio Sega Live Week right here. welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy yourself this evening, this fine evening, at least here. It's not raining, so it's very, very nice weather. It's hot, and it's the perfect weather to host the season 2 premiere of The Manic Monday Show. The Manic Monday Show is, most people know what it is by now, but it's our way, or my way, to help you through one of the hardest days of the week, Monday. No one likes Mondays. It's a hard day. People need to go back to school or work or whatever. And so we're here to cheer you up and, you know, make you forget about the bad things and just, you know, just the only bad thing you're gonna have to deal with throughout the show is me. So that's a plus. I may be worse than your boss, though, or your teachers, but, you know, it's just the price you have to pay for listening to The Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. Welcome to the show. Let's say a quick hello to people on Discord. So if you want to join us, and where the magic happens is Discord right now, so we're not using the IRC anymore, so come and join us on Discord. It's where everyone is and where the magic happens. So let's say a quick hello to people that are joining us on Discord. Let's just get something ready, because I have a feeling I'm gonna need it throughout this shout out. So let's say hello to II1980, Barak, Bogardo7, Brindotron, CDROM1019, Charles Ritz, Cyberbeasts, Darkwind, aka Shedded, Drake, Edobean, SperK, Fancy Tombs, Fostergraph, I Need Food, Jeb 50 Yen, I prefer 100 Yen each, but okay. Jamie64326, Kadoyu, Kari, Kaito1989, Kimplix, Lang, Lemanic, okay, Lily, Lime, Lucas, Mikhail24RD, Music Clues. I think I need this. Yeah, Myron S, Pastel Plushie 64, PTK Cass, Rafsig, Rexy, Rob KTA, Rudy Tibuti, Sarah Rose 96, Sean, Sarah Royale, Shippadani, Sean, Silver Sonic, Skyblaze 42, Sony, Sonic Speed News, SPD 64, S791, Super Sega, The Blue Renegade, The Bowser Knight, aka J10, The Nick Flair, The Valiv, Trainer Red, Trigon Tweedy, and Yoshi. Too many people in Discord chat that probably aren't listening to the show. Why? Welcome to the Manic Monday Show, though, and welcome to the Discord chat of Radio Sega. Don't forget radiose.ga/Discord if you want to join us and chat with us live on the show. If you're not into the Discord thing and you want to just give us a shout out and tweet at us at Radio Sega on Twitter, use the hashtag RSManicMonday, or don't. I'm monitoring the hashtag, but if you just tweet at Radio Sega, I'm watching that too, and I'll give you a shout out and answer your questions, or just give you life advice or something. I don't know. Do you need help with your love life? Let me know and I'll try to help. Perhaps not. The second season of The Monday Show is going to be a tad different. And so let's just go through the tracks we just played and explain the reason they were played. We had Sonic Heroes, Follow Me. We had Sonic You Can Do Anything from Sonic the Hedgehog CD, and An Awakening Float from Sonic and the Secret Pink. So many Sonic tracks this week, and we've just started. So why did we play these tracks? Well, because instead of focusing on a word or expression, this season we're going to be playing Sega tracks related to funny holidays, events that have been happening in the world. And so let's start with the first two tracks. One of the days that people are celebrating this week and today, it is the Be Late for Something Day. So it's Be Late for Something Day. Like myself, I usually am late for everything. And so we played Sonic You Can Do Anything from Sonic CD, which is a game that involves time travel. Right? It makes sense. Right. We had Follow Me from Sonic Heroes, because today is also Cheese Pizza Day. So Cheese Pizza Day, I thought I need to, you know, pay my respects to Cheese the Chow. Cheese the Chow first appeared with Cream the Rabbit in Sonic Advance 2, but the proper introduction to those characters in 3D was Sonic Heroes. So we played the theme of Team Rose, Follow Me from Sonic Heroes. Are you following me so far? Then we had An Awakening Float from Sonic and the Secret Rings, because tomorrow is going to be Read a Book Day. And so that is a game that's part of the what is it called? The book series? Can't remember. Storybook series, I think that's it. So the storybook series of Sonic the Hedgehog. And so we had a Sonic and the Secret Rings track. Are you following me so far? This is how it's going to be happening all throughout the season on the Manic Monday Show. So we're going to be celebrating some of the most weird days of every week we do a show on. So it's going to be 40-something weeks. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to, you know, get a track for each of these special holidays or events or whatever, but I'm going to try. And we have some interesting ones today. One that we'll be focusing on a lot this week is Wonderful Weirdos Day. That is celebrated on the 9th of September. So we're going to be playing a few tracks dedicated to Wonderful Weirdos. And that's not only characters, but games as well. So, yeah. That being said, let me just remind you of something you can take part in, is the People's Choice segment. So, I'm going to be picking all the tracks for the playlist, or the set list of the show every week, but you can still influence one of the segments, the People's Choice segment. So, every week, you just need to go to radiose.ga/ Manic Monday Choice, radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. There are 6 tracks in that list, in that survey. You can vote for it. Just need to pick 3 of them. You can only vote for 3 of them, the ones you want to listen on this episode of the Manic Monday Show. So we have Bug 2, Emergency Call Ambulance, Project Rub, also known as Feel the Magic XYXX, Romania 203. We have a track by a Sega director in the Dreamcast era, Yukawa, and the track from Wild Woody. So this is clearly a block dedicated to those wonderful weirdos. Weirdo games, characters, people, you know, whatever. So vote for the 3 tracks you want to listen to during the show. One final thing before we get into something that you know about this show already, that we had last week as well. We have a new segment called The Manic Jukebox. So if you want to take part in The Manic Jukebox, let me know. Send me a private message over on Discord and tell me you want to take part in The Manic Jukebox segment. I'm going to be picking one of you at random, and you're going to be the one that will pick the 3 tracks that are going to be played during The Manic Jukebox segment. I'll explain to you in private when I tell you that I've selected you to take part, okay? So if you want to take part in tonight's The Manic Jukebox segment, let me know and we'll see what happens. That being said, it's time for something different, something that you all, I think, or at least you should know about and are probably looking forward to, and it's this. It's time for Say My Name. Say My Name is back, and it's time for people to get those fingers ready for the amount of typing they'll be needing to do to Google stuff and find out who this week's character is. Character or a video game or person, I don't know, it can be anything. This season is different, as I said before. So instead of just characters, Sega characters, I will select something from Sega, related to Sega. It can be a character, it can be a game, a console, a person that worked for Sega or was in some way associated with Sega. I'm going to be picking something. And then each week I'm going to tell you what it is. So today, for example, it's a person. It's a person that has some kind of association with Sega. And I'm going to share 4 different clues throughout the show, and you'll need to guess on tonight's show who this person is. So if you guess it after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points. After the second clue, you get 15 points. After the third clue, you get 10 points. And after the fourth and final clue, you get 5 points. Obviously, if you can't guess it correctly, you get no points. You lose, you fail miserably, and you get banned from Discord. No, that part I'm just making that up, but you know, it's bad. It's bad for you. It's not good. So try to guess it. There's just one catch. You get one guess per clue. One try per clue. So you need to think carefully about who you think this person is, because you only get one try for each clue that I give you throughout the show. Got it? It's simple. If not, you'll get it by trying to play and failing. This time, I'm not only giving you, I'm not just reading clues for you guys. Sometimes I'm going to be playing voice clips or music clips to help you realize who the person or character or game, what it is. So Google is not entirely helpful this time, because you need to know what you're listening to. You need to find out. You need to brush up on your Sega education, okay? So the best way of you guys knowing how this works is to start the show, start the game, and give you clue number one. So pay close attention. Clue number one, this is a regular clue, is a musician. So this person is a musician. It's a person and it's a musician, not a Sega character, okay? A person that has some kind of relationship or has been associated with Sega and is a musician. If you think you know who it is, you'll need to be in Discord to take part. So send me a private message on Discord and tell me who you think it is. Don't guess on the public chat. Just send me a private message. I'll let you know if it's correct or not. If it is, you'll get 20 points. If not, you'll need to try again after the next clue, the second clue, is shared. That being said, it's time for me to shut up, because I've been talking for a long while now. And so let's play music. That's what we're here for. And so celebrating Grandparents' Day on the 11th of September, let's play some old tracks, or tracks from old games, some classic Sega games. Everyone loves classic games. And so we're going to start with something from Alex Kidd, The Lost Stars. This is BGM1 on the Manic Monday Show, right here on Radio Sega. This is Season 2! Woohoo! We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
Beyond the Galaxy, the Mickey Range version from Galaxy Force 2, and it's tune, a proper tune, although I'm worried because, you know, not many people have guessed correctly at this point, so sound the alarm. Yeah, okay, anyway, I missed this. Truly, and it's nice to see that things don't change. Because most of you are guessing the exact same person. It's amazing how things work. I also have the opportunity again to play this.
Well, isn't that cute?
Indeed. Jamie asks, Casey, is the answer you? Yeah, I'm a proper musician. I'm a genius musician. Anyway. one thing I need to tell you is that, again, this is not a Sega character. And this is not a Sega game. Tonight's answer is a person that's somehow associated with Sega. Okay, and clue number one is a musician. Clue number two will be different. So yeah. I'm just reading the chat, and again, I feel the need not for speed, but for this. Indeed. Anyway, let's move on. What we just played there was we started off the batch with BGM 1 from Alex Kidd, Lost Stars. Then we had Opa Opa Round 1 from Fantasy Zone, the arcade version. Also a proper tune in a classic. And the last track was awesome. The Mickey Range version of Beyond the Galaxy from Galaxy Force 2. This was a whole batch of music dedicated to Grandparents Day on the 11th. I'm laughing because, you know, it's hard to pick things that, you know, make sense. But bear with me, okay? I know what I'm doing, or not. So yeah, this was a batch of music dedicated to Grandparents Day. Let's just take a quick look at some other days, special days that are being celebrated this week. So, today is Be Late for Something Day and Cheese Pizza Day. Tomorrow will be Read a Book Day and Another Look Unlimited Day. So, sometimes you want to throw things away, but some things just deserve another look. And so, sometimes you're just doing some spring cleaning or something, and you'll see a book or maybe a video game. That's awful, but maybe. Or, I don't know, maybe a toy or something, and you think, oh, I should throw this out. But then, oh, let me just, you know, I'll keep it for another year or so. And next year the same thing happens. You think you're gonna throw that out, but you just can't do it, because, you know, it deserves, as they say, another look. So that's a day that's gonna be celebrated tomorrow, the 6th. On the 8th we have Actors Day. We have a Bug 2 track in the People's Choice poll. So if you want to pick that, you're also going to be contributing to Actors Day, because Bug 2 is about Bug and his friends acting in movies. So yeah. Then we have on the 9th Teddy Bear Day. And the Wonderful Weirdos Day. Oh yeah, awesome. On the 11th we have Grandparents Day and the Hug Your Hound Day. So if you have a hound, you should hug it on the 11th, this Sunday. So yeah, awesome stuff. So yeah, that's how the Manic Monday Show works this on this season. So yeah, but there's new stuff happening as well. We have in the next three segments of the show will be totally new to the Manic Monday Show. So pay attention. First up, and I have to apologize to everyone, because, you know, my good friend, the sexy British lady, actually failed me this time. And so I have no voice recordings, but at least I have these placeholder instrumental-only intros for the new segments. And so it's my pleasure to introduce you all to the Third Party Tracks of the Week segment. So, third-party tracks of the week, and what's the third-party tracks of the week segment? It's something that I've been wanting to do on Radio Sega for quite a long time now. So I think we should have an entire show dedicated to third-party games, or the music from third-party games, because, you know, We've been playing Sega consoles ever since we were children. Some of you haven't played any Sega consoles because you're now children, but never mind that. And when we played on the Mega Drive, the Master System, the Dreamcast, Saturn, etc., we also played other games apart from Sega games. We played games made by other companies, and some of them are awesome, had great soundtracks, and are a part of our childhood, our life. And so it's a time to pay a homage to these games. And so you can contribute to this segment by going to radiose.ga/third party. It's a poll that, or a document or a survey or whatever you want to call it, that you can go to, you can take part in, and you can ask me to play an insane amount of third party tracks if you want. You can ask for 10 tracks if you want. I won't probably have the time to play them all, but you know, just suggest them, and I'll try to play at least some of them throughout this second season of the Manic Monday Show. Some people have already requested tracks. Next week we'll get on those requests, but this week it's my block of requests for the third party tracks of the week segment, and they're all Mega Drive games. These are tracks that I really enjoy listening to. It's a small batch of music, it's a short segment, but you know, short but sweet. And we're going to start with a tune from Cool Spot. This is Rave Dance Tune on the Manic Monday Show.
Sega.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey. Only on Radio Sega.
Obviously a track from Mega Man, the Wily Wars. Not to be confused with the Wily Wars, which is probably a different, very different kind of game. So we had... I don't know what I'm talking about, as per usual. We just played Wily Star Wars Stage 4 from Mega Man The Wily Wars, third party track. Then we had Stage 3, one of my favorites from Sparkster, Rocket Knight Adventures 2, one of my favorite games on the Mega Drive. One of the last ones I think I bought for my Mega Drive. I actually have a nice little memory of this game, of buying this game. I saw this on a magazine back in the day, and I thought I need to play this game. So I broke my piggy bank, and I was short by, I don't know, like 1,000 escudos, which was the Portuguese currency at the time. And then I had to do some chores to earn money to actually buy this game back in the day. Good times. Nice parenting. Anyway, before that, we had a rave dance tune from Cool Spot. Also, probably the most recognizable track from the Cool Spot soundtrack. Some people I found out on the internet think this is the main theme to Cool Spot. You couldn't be wrong. Wronger. It's not the title theme, not the main theme, it's just the bonus stage theme that plays, you know, on the bonus stage. So Rave Dance Tune from Cool Spot, a tune right here on the Manic Monday Show. Jamie asks, any love for the original Rocket Knight? Actually, not much, because I never played the original Rocket Knight, so, you know, actually not on the Mega Drive. I played it on an emulator years later, but... It's not as good as Sparkster in my opinion, so maybe that's the nostalgia speaking, but let me know your thoughts on this week's games. And you know, if you want to suggest tracks to be played on the third party tracks of the week segment next week or the week after, we already have some suggestions, so eventually we'll get to yours. But go to radiose.ga/thirdparty. That's the link where you can find the survey, and you just have to, you know, just suggest tracks. Let us know what you want me to play and I'll try to do it. Veritex says, Casey, please do it. Casey, please do what? Play the game? I played the game already, but I'm not a big fan as compared to the second one. So yeah. Very nice. So. It's time for something else. I'm gonna give you 5 more seconds to send me some guesses for Say My Name, and afterwards you're gonna be playing for 15 points because I'm gonna be sharing clue number 2. I kinda have the feeling that we're running late already. We're just in the beginning of the show. Curses. I need to plan ahead. I need to speak less next week. Anyway, time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yeah, say my name. Time to go back to the Say My Name office. So I'm gonna move. Here I am. No, this was kind of stupid. So yeah. It's time to talk about another clue. Let me just tell you that 2 people already got it correctly. So 2 people already got 20 points, which is awesome. And it's nice because these 20 points are always... The weeks when you get 20 points are always important, because there will be some weeks when you won't get... You will just get some 5 points or 10 points. And so these lucky guesses are important. So good on you guys, on both of you guys, for getting it with your first attempt. So as I said before, this second season of the Manic Monday Show will feature a new kind of clues for Say My Name, and so we'll have audio clues as well, and this next clue is one of those. So I'm just gonna pause the bad music and I'm gonna play clue number 2. Pay close attention. I'm only going to play this one, so pay close attention to clue number 2. Ooh. So, clue number 1 is a musician. Clue number 2, this sound clip. I think you know what this is, but can you tell me who the person is? Some people are saying, damn it, like Trini. I don't know. 2 people already got it, so you're now playing for 15 points. Send me a private message. Don't forget, private message, otherwise it won't count in the Discord server. So yeah. Asperger says, really? Wow. Yeah. So anyway, private message, and it's now, while you send me your guesses, it's now time for another new segment, because we can't stop and we won't stop. It's time for a new game, a brutal game. It's called the Sagathlon. Ooh. Yeah, again, placeholder. Please wait for the voice clip to be added. Anyway, welcome to the Sagathlon! If you tuned in to the Sega Mix during the Olympic relay, we actually had kind of an experiment with this new game, the Sagathlon, or the Sagathlon. I don't even know how to pronounce. I made this up and I don't even know how to pronounce this. Suggestions are more than welcome. Sound alarm. So yeah, what I was going to say was that this is a new game that's being played a little bit differently. So each week, one of you guys, and you can send me an email to kc@radiosega.net, talk to me on Discord whenever, send me a private message in the Radio Sega forums, tweet at me, let me know that you want to take part in the Sagathlon. It's an individual game, so one person plays the game alone. It's a series of events. When we did this during the Sega Mix with II 1980, we actually had 10 different events for this game. But, you know, it's a bit hard It's too long. It's not actually so easy to do on a live show, a game that actually takes so much time. And it's not that easy as well, if you think about it. These events are a bit tricky at times. So, what happens is, five different kinds of games, and each kind of event will give you some points, depending on how you fare in the games. You can get a maximum of 10 points for these 5 events. So there's a Sega question. You can pick an easy question or a hard question. Easy question, a correct answer gives you 1 point. If you get a correct answer for a hard question, you'll get 2 points. Then we'll have in reverse. It's the usual in reverse fare, so, you know, a track played in reverse, you need to guess what the track is. If you guess the game, you get 1 point. If you guess the track, 1 point. If you guess both, you get 3 points. So that's awesome. 3 points now. Number 3, guess the track from lyrics. I'm going to read some lyrics. Fine poetry, people. And you'll need to tell me what the lyrics, what song the lyrics are from. If you guess the game, and again, 1 point. If you guess the track, 1 point. If you guess both, you get 3 points. So, again, another chance of getting 3 points. So, you know, just try and get it correctly. Event number 4, password. And I'm going to explain this better when we get there, because it's a bit tricky, this one. But there's password. You can get 1 point out of this game. And the final game is a sing-along. I'm going to play a bit of a song, and you'll need to, you know, to sing. When I stop the music, you'll need to sing the words at the correct time to get, again, 1 point. Okay? So the best way of getting this, because it's, you know, it's a bit hard, the best way is to do it, to try it, and we're going to do it with a special guest. So let me just get into the Manic Monday show chat room, the voice room, and drag our guest for the week to the chat. Hello, Jamie64326.
Hello.
Welcome to the Manic Monday show. Are you ready to play the Segathon? You are not. So did you get the rules? I'm going to be explaining this as we go, so it's a bit tricky at times. I get it, this, so don't worry.
If I remember it from the Sega mix, I think I'll do all right, because I was base farming so hard that night.
Yeah, but you know, it's always harder when it's you that's playing the game. You know,
true.
When you're just watching the other guys play, it's always easier. So, you know. Never know what's gonna happen. Okay, but I think you'll do fine. Let's try it. So let's start. I think it's time to start the Segathon. Are you ready, Jamie?
Yes
you are. So let's go with event number 1. So you have the chance here to get 1 point or 2 points. If you pick an easy question, this is the Sega question game. Easy question, correct answer gets you 1 point. Hard question, 2 points. Which is it going to be?
I'll go for the hard question.
Oh, we have a brave man here. Hard question. So, pay close attention. Which Sega game lets you fight Spider-Man and Batman in the same boss fight? Although Sega didn't have... Let me finish, because you might regret it. But do you want to give me your answer now?
It's the Revenge of Shinobi on the Sega Mega Drive.
Are you sure that you don't want me to finish my question?
I am sure. You fight both Batman and Superman, along with characters such as Godzilla in the Revenge of Shinobi on the Mega Drive.
And that is correct. So we get 2 points. The complete question was, which Sega game lets you fight Spider-Man and Batman in the same boss fight, although Sega didn't have the proper license or licenses to use these characters? Obviously, the Revenge of Shinobi. So the man knows his Sega very well.
As soon as you said you fight Spider-Man and Batman, man, all they clicked on.
Tweety says, how rude of Jamie to not let KC finish the question. Ooh. But you know, for future contestants, I advise you to just wait until the end of the question, because sometimes there's a catch in the end or something. You know, I'm crazy, so, you know, just an advice.
Yeah, I've got the issue I'm dealing with.
Yeah. So, for the second game, I'm going to pause the talk bad music, because the second game is in reverse. So, Jamie, I'm going to play you a 10-second long clip from a Sega game or a Sega track, and you'll need to guess what the track is, because, you know, it's going to be played in reverse. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Can I play it?
Yes.
Pay close attention. Sound the alarm! Let's do this. Any guesses?
It's I know it's from Rystar. It's, was it Rystar, The Dancing Leaves?
Okay, so this is the thing here, the rules for this segment are, if you guess the game correctly, you get 1 point. If you guess the track correctly, you get 1 point. If you guess both, you get 3 points. So your guess is?
Rystar, The Dancing Leaves.
Okay. Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you're half right. The game is actually Rystar, or Rystar, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But the track is not Dancing Leaves. It's Shooting Rystar or Rystar, because it's round 1-1 and not round 1-2, actually.
Yeah, I just realized. Yeah.
So let's play the track not in reverse. So it's the first track you hear almost in the game, the first stage of Rystar, the Shooting Star. But that's not bad at all. You get 1 point, so you know, awesome stuff so far. We're now going into the third event. Guess the track from lyrics. And this is pure poetry, Jamie. So if you guess, I'm going to read you some lyrics. And if you guess the game these lyrics are from, you get 1 point. If you guess the track, you get 1 point. If you guess both, you'll get 3 points, okay? Ready?
Yep. Yeah.
It's an easy one, I think. It's actually an easy game tonight, but let's see. When we first got together, everything felt so right. You said you wanted to be with me. Said you wanted to hold me tight. But after all is said and done, where do I go from here? So game, track, anything?
Is it a Sonic game?
So your guess is?
I have no idea. Cast this retroness.
Any guess? Just guess something.
Sonic Heroes.
Okay. Any guess for the track?
No.
It's cool, because it's not. So, you get 2 points, sadly. The correct answer was Metropolis Street Racer, Am I Only Dreaming? You know?
Ah.
It's different when you read the lyrics instead of singing them. So, it's not an easy game. So, yeah, it's hard. So, this was the lovely TJ Davis with Am I Only Dreaming.
I hope she's not listening to this.
Yeah, you need to listen to more Sega music. Hashtag Sega Education. Okay, so 3 games so far, 3 points. Not bad at all. 3 out of the possible 10 at the end. Let's see what happens with the final 2 games. The game number 4 is Password. And Jamie, I ask you to bring along a guest. Who is your guest?
The guest is the lovely Lexi.
So we'll drag Rexy into the chat. Hello, Rexy.
Huh?
Hello. she was in the chill out room, and then
I can hear myself. Yeah. Right now.
So yeah, I told you to be ready whenever, because you never know you'll be
ready,
joining.
But I have no idea exactly what the heck is going on.
Yeah. So I sent Jamie a word, and He'll have 10 seconds to help you guess what the word I sent him was, okay? He can't tell you the word, but he can give you clues to what the word is. Right, Jamie?
Clues would definitely help, yes.
Yep.
Okay, so it's password. It's a password. You can use whatever word you want and sound whatever. You can't just give her the word, okay? You'll get...
So I can just give her hints to...
Exactly.
Hints to the clue.
But you have 10 seconds to do that. So I'm going to start the 10-second timer right now.
Was a duo in Sonic Colors. Well, where it's with Dr. Eggman. He was rounded.
Cubite Robot!
Okay, so that's correct. The correct answer was...
Yay!
Orbot. Not Cubot, but Orbot. The second one. So, Jamie, thanks to Rexy, you get...
Thank you, Rexy.
1 point. Rexy, thank you so much for helping Jamie with this fourth game. I'm going to drag you
thanks
back to the chill out.
Thank you, Jamie, for making me a confusing wreck before this.
Bye, Rexy.
Casey always told me bye. just during the show.
So Rexy's gone. We have 4 points, Jamie. That's not bad at all. You have one final chance to get another point. And that is... actually, I need to, you know, cue this up. And the final game is the sing-along. Okay? The sing-along is the best game of them all. Let me just... okay, here we go. what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the background music and I'm going to play a track. The track is Can You Feel the Sunshine from Sonic R, so it's not that hard. And at some point during the track, I'm going to, you know, just... drop the volume of the song and you'll need to sing what's coming next, okay? Mm-hmm. Need to pay attention. I see you now trying to Google, so I'm gonna start this it right now.
Brighten up your day.
So that was Can You Feel the Sunshine by Jamie. So you had two guesses, two tries here, two opportunities to guess this or get this correctly. Unfortunately, neither one of them went that good. So the first one was, does it brighten up your day? And you said nothing. And the second one was, and they will come back again. And you said, does it brighten up your day? So unfortunately, Jamie, you don't get any points out of this last game, but... doing the math here, you get, out of the 10 possible points, you get 4, okay? So, what's going to happen, Jamie, with these 4 points that you got? Well, we're going to add you to a leaderboard, and after a few weeks, we'll see who's on top of the leaderboard. And that person will win a prize, just like in Say My Name. If, for some reason, we have like 2 or 3 people with the same amount of points on top of the leaderboard... we'll have to do something to break the tie, but until then, we'll see what happens. And so after 1 week, Jamie is leading the Segathlon leaderboards with 4 points. Jamie, thank you so much for taking part in this crazy game. Thank you for being the first one, the brave man, to, you know, just just jump into the Segathlon. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye. So that was Jamie on the Manic Monday Show with the first edition of the Segathlon. I hope you guys got the gist of it. It's not an easy game, I think, but after a few weeks, I think you're gonna think this is, you know, it's just a piece of cake. So brush up on your Sega knowledge, on your Sega education, and If you want to take part next week, let me know, and maybe you'll be the second contestant on the Segathlon.
The Manic Monday Show.
Indeed, it's here. So, time for something different. Time to move on with the show. PTKK says, KC take notes, singing duel. Yes. So, time to actually get into another new segment of the show. This is a really nice one, and it's got a really nice intro. Just needs, you know, sexy British lady on it, but next week, hopefully, that's going to be the case. So, without further ado, it's time for the Manic Jukebox. Indeed, the Manic Jukebox, and it's just what it sounds like. It's a jukebox. So you heard the coin, get into the jukebox, and this week, our guest, the man who actually inserted the coin into the jukebox, was Mikhail24RD, and he picked three tracks out of the possible 40, and now I'm going to share the complete list of tracks with you guys. Okay, so this is, I'm going to send you guys a link in the Discord chat. You can go to that link and see the complete list of tracks in our Manic Jukebox. And out of these 40 tracks, Mikhail picked 3. And these are his picks for the week. I'm going to tell you what will happen next week after we play these tracks. Starting with, obviously, it's Mikhail, so Dancing Queen from Initial D, Arcade Sage, right here on the Manic Monday Show.
Hi, I'm Cedric Biscay.
Hi, I'm Mike Pollock, the voice of Dr. Eggman.
Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkerson.
Hey, I'm Bentley Jones, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Playing the best Sega music 24-7.
24-7.
Monday Show with Casey.
Oh,
Even as a female ninja, I want to love. Yeah. Miki to Be featuring Hatsune Miku and Kagamine Ren, Rin. This is from which game it is? Is it? Check the track to let you know. It's from Project Eva X, actually, which is the latest game in the Project Eva series. It was released last week in Europe and North America. Sadly, in Europe, just in digital form, which is always, always sad. Aww. So that was track number 7 out of the 40 that Mikhail could pick from. So, as I said, radiose.ga/Manic Monday or Manic Jukebox. What happens now to the tracks that we just played? Well, I'm gonna delete them from, remove them from this list, and Mikhail24RD, as this week's guest, will pick 3 replacement tracks. So next week, the person who takes part in the Manic Jukebox segment will pick, will again pick 3 tracks out of the 40 possible tracks in this list, but numbers 7, 14 and 25 will be different. So number 14 this week was Initial D Arcade Stage Dancing Queen, which was the first track we played, as picked by Mikhail. Number 25, The Offspring with All I Want from Crazy Taxi. And number 7 was Even as a Female Ninja, I Want to Love from Project Eva X. So number 7, 14 and 25 will be different next week, and one of you guys will have the chance to come on the show and pick 3 tracks. Pro tip for next week: instead of you know, writing down the entire titles, and just send me numbers, the numbers, just say I want number 14, number 25, number 7. It's easier for you guys. So pro tip for next week, if you want my advice. Anyway, yeah, so that was another new segment on the show, the Manic Jukebox. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun with these new segments, with third-party tracks. I see some of you already sent me some suggestions during the show. We're gonna have fun with the Segathlon and obviously with the Manic Jukebox. But now, we're gonna have so, so much fun with this again.
Say my name.
Ooh, yeah. Time for clue number 3 of Say My Name. And as it stands now, we have lots of people that already got it. Already got it. So, you know, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. The next clue, and it's almost everyone already got it. I'm gonna give you an easy clue for clue number 3. So clue number 1 was is a musician, clue number 2 was a voice or a sound clip, clue number 3 is worked on the soundtrack of Daytona USA. Worked on the soundtrack of Daytona USA. You're now playing for 10 points, so if you think you know who this person is, send me a private message on Discord and you'll probably get 10 points, because it's really, really easy now. So even if you missed the sound clip, just think he's a musician, worked on the soundtrack of Daytona USA, so 2 and 2 together, guess in 10 points. Easy as that. While you do that, it's time to play some more music, because time doesn't stop for us, and it's time to play music from games that have some sort of relation to these special holidays and funny holidays. So you remember when I said that the 9th will be Teddy Bear Day? So this next track I'm sorry, is from Sonic the Fighters, Aurora Icefield Black Bats, the theme of Bark the Polar Bear. We'll be right back.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
With KC.
My, because this Sunday is Hug Your Hound Day, so dogs, the full version from My. Also because My is one of those wonderful weirdos. Remember the 9th of September, Wonderful Weirdos Day. So My definitely fits into that description. So we had Dogs from My Mind. Before that we had a lovely, lovely, amazing, awesome, extraordinary remix of Afterburner from My Mind. This will be uploaded to the playlist soon, so hopefully soon you can request this from your the comfort of your home while browsing through Radio Sega's playlist. It's a track full of wind. Before that we had Aurora Icefield Black Bad from Sonic the Fighters because of Bark the Polar Bear and because of Teddy Bear Day on the 9th. That's season 2 of the Manic Monday Show for you guys. Yeah, there we go. Awesome stuff happening today on the premiere of season 2 of the Manic Monday Show. But you know, we need to move on and get into one of our familiar segments. So no news this time. So the rest of the show is actually pretty straightforward. It's things you already know and love. And so it's time for this again.
People's Choice!
Indeed! People's Choice. So it's time to close the survey. Let's see if I can do it. I should. How do you close this? Oh. Okay, there we go. So it's done. We had a tie, and so we'll need to use random.org to decide what one of the tracks that we'll play is going to be. However, two of them are already decided. So let's start with with one of those wonderful weirdos that we have for you guys during this segment. We'll start. You guys decided, so don't blame me. The people have voted. The people have chosen a track from Project Rub. This is the ending theme on the Manic Monday Show.
Listen to this show again.
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Sega Enterprise.専門の湯川でございます。最後のお願いにやってまいりました。マルチメディア時代をリードするドリームキャスト、ドリームキャスト、ドリームキャストでございます。どうぞお手に取ってご覧くださいませ。
セガが売らなきゃ誰が売る。お待たせしました。すごい派
みてちょうだい。はい、今あなたが触ってみたのが未来です。学校や塾では教えてくれないフューチャーです。ご家庭に1台あればもう安心。さあ早いもの順だよ。
売ってみせるぞ1000万台自信作だよ。ギガソフトもどんどん出てくる。ちょっと触って見ておくれ。こんな楽しいハードはないよ。俺が噂の湯川専務だ。
今さらどこがどうすごいかなんてことは申しません。見ていただいた通りでございます。私の目を見てください。嘘を言ってるように見えますか。私は嘘は申しません。最高です。世界の技術と水を集めた今世紀最強のマシンです。私を信じてください。
128ビット、300万ポリゴン、ネット対戦、
ドリームキャスト。ロングリミック
ス。床を男にしてください。ドリームキャスト、ドリームキャスト、
ドリームキャスト。
ドリームキャスト、ドリームキャスト、ドリームキャストで。
ドリームキャスト。
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all, only on Radio Sega.
Oh, so do you say goodbye?
My My Show! Yeah, this is a great track. Lucas he on Discord shared a document, a text document he has with it's called The Best of Radio Sega, and as of right now number 136 is Even As a Female Ninja I Want to Love from Project Diva X, and number 137 is My Mashu from Romania number 203, the track that our good friend random.org decided that we should play to close off this People's Choice segment. The first two tracks were actually voted by you guys, this one too, but it tied with another one, so I had to ask my good friend and confidant random.org. So the other two tracks were managing director Yukawa professing his love for the Dreamcast. Rumored Dreamcast managing director Yukawa from the SegaCon The Best of Sega Game Music Volume 2 album. And the first track was the ending to Project Rub, aka Feel the Magic XYXX. Indeed. So, Lucas has been doing this for some time now, and that's awesome. That's really good to see people enjoying Radio Sega. So, yeah. Awesome stuff that you guys pick your favorites. You can also, by the way, Lucas, you can create a list of your favorites on the actual website. You can add a track to your favorites, and each time you go to playlist and requests, you can click my favorites, and all the tracks you pick will be there. It's easier to request them on Radio Sega that way. Anyway, that was the People's Choice segment, and so it's time, since we're almost running out of time, because I talked a lot tonight. Next week I'll try to be a little more silent. This week I had a lot to explain. Next week will probably and hopefully be easier, because you guys already know the drill. So it's time again for you guys to test your Sega knowledge with this.
Say my name.
I missed playing this track by the Open Science Collective. Protocol, it's what it's called. So yeah, time for the final clue in this week's Say My Name. And so I think everyone who was trying to guess already got it. But in case someone is still scratching their head and trying to guess, let's play a sound clip, because that's clue number 4. Okay, and so I'm going to pause the music and play a sound clip as clue number 4. Pay close attention. Right? So that's the only time I'm going to be playing that. But I think now, if it wasn't before, now it's pretty obvious who it is. So it's a person that is somehow has some kind of association with Sega. And it's the person is a musician. I played one sound clip before, then I played this one. So, you know, just put two and two together and, you know, there you go. Okay, so if you want to take part, don't forget, private message on Discord. Your last chance to get some points. You're playing for 5 points now. And believe me, even 5 points are important for Say My Name if you want to win a prize at the end of the season. Well, if you've been listening to the Manic Monday show during the last season, you know we always end the show with a chill segment. And so, bringing back another fan favorite segment of this show, it's time for this
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Indeed, it's that time of the week when people fall asleep when listening to music, to Sega music. Why? I don't know. It's just Chill Tracks. But, you know, and as a reminder that I need to talk to you about something, the first track is from Shenmue 2. And that being said, it's a nice segue to remind you of tomorrow's special episode of the Chart Topping Show dedicated to Shenmue 2. But RevSig needs your help to put together a top 20, I think, of Shenmue 2 tracks. And so if you go to radiose.ga/Shenmue2, radiose.ga/Shenmue2, you'll get access to a survey that RevSig has put together, and it's closing soon, but you can still vote for your favorite Shenmue 2 tracks and or moments or characters or whatever in the game, and he'll play tracks that are related to that tomorrow on the show. That being said, our first track, our first chill track of the week is Airing Out the Books from Shenmue 2, right here on the Manic Monday Show.
Monday Show with Casey.
Mm-hmm. time, a part of moving forward, but ways are lost ahead, they're all blue and blurred. Oh, it's the price of being aware, but too afraid it all might die. Some things they never mend. I know I'm never the same again. If it's meant to be, I'm yours alone. Even if you're not with me, for you are my why I breathe. Tomorrow, let it be rain that falls to make it up to you. All I never.
Love is worth a chance. Oh, so beautiful. Worth a Chance from Sonic and the Secret Rings, closing off our Kill Tracks of the Week segment right here on the Manigma the Show, episode number 1 of season 2. It's great to be back. Before that, we had System Down from the Sega Piano Nocturne album. This is an original track from SDI. Weird one, actually. Weird one. And the first track was Airing Out Books from Shenmue 2. So, follow my reasoning here. Shenmue 2 Airing Out Books, because tomorrow is Read the Book Day. System Down from SDI, because, you know, on the 11th we have Grandparents' Day. So it's an old game. And, again, tomorrow read the book day, Sonic and the Secret Rings again, so, you know, part of the storybook series and stuff. So yeah, it's been fun. It's almost time to say goodbye, and you know, we didn't overrun that much. I thought it would be worse, so hopefully next week we'll do this show in 2 hours, or maybe not, who knows. So don't forget what happened tonight. We had lots of different stuff. We had third party tracks of the week for the first time. Next week we'll have tracks picked by you guys, suggested by you guys, using the survey radiose.ga/third party. So you can still suggest tracks, even if you already did fill in the survey once. You can do it twice or three times, whatever. You're just suggesting tracks, so I'll try to squeeze them in somewhere in season 2 of the Manic Monday show. We've had the first edition of the Segathlon, which is an interesting game, and Jamie did quite well. He scored 4 out of the possible 10 points. Think you can do better? Let me know. Send me a message on Discord, private message on the forums, an email to kc@radiosega.net, tweet at kcradioman, whatever. Let me know that you want to take part in future editions of the Segathlon. If you can do better than Jamie, you'll be in with a chance of getting yourself a prize. You're winning a prize, so, you know, yeah, indeed. Jamie said, I think I've suggested enough. Yeah, you actually suggested quite a few tracks, and quite a few interesting tracks as well. So that's always nice. So Segathlon happened tonight. Also, the Manic Jukebox happened for the first time. So, you know, it's a plain old jukebox with a huge selection of 40 tracks to choose from every week. Mikhail picked 3 of them, and he already selected 3 replacement tracks. So next week, our list of 40 tracks will have somewhere in there 3 tracks that Mikhail added to the jukebox. And you can be our guest next week and pick 3 tracks to be played on the Manic Monday Show Season 2 Episode 2. So let me know during the beginning of the show next week if you're interested in coming on and just pick 3 tracks. Awesome stuff. Then we had People's Choice, we had Chill Tracks of the Week. So, you know, it's that part, the final part of the show is, you know, plain old The Manic Monday Show. So hopefully you're familiar with that. One thing that's left to do before we say goodbye is to talk about this.
Say my name.
Indeed. And so while we enjoy this lovely track that's playing in the background from Project Mirai, this is the penthouse theme, we'll talk about Say My Name, because I think most, if not everyone, most of the people that took part guessed it correctly eventually. So we had 4 clues. The first clue was, he's a musician. The second clue was a clip, sound clip, with a bit of the main theme from Shenmue, Set 3, or Shenmue, whatever you like to call it. Clue number 3 was worked on the soundtrack of Daytona USA. And the fourth clue was a sound clip as well, with Takenobu Mitsuyoshi singing Daytona! And so the answer was obviously Takenobu Mitsuyoshi. Pretty easy this week. It's the first week, so, you know, I'm not that evil. Or am I? So let's see what happened. This week we had 3 people with 10 points. We had Trini, J10, and PT Kikes. They all scored 10 points with 15 points, and this is a long list. Rafzig, Bridotron, Sarah Rose 96, Foster Graph, Music Lose, II 1980, Jamie, Rexy, all with 15 points, and with 20 points this week. So top of the leaderboards after week number 1 of Say My Name, Esper K and I Need Fruit, they all got it after the first guess, and so awesome stuff. So awesome stuff. Thank you for taking part. So let's see how many people took part. 8, 10, 13 people actually got it correctly, so not bad, not a bad turnout. So thank you for taking part. And next week there's more. There's another character or person or game. Who knows? It's Say My Name and anything can happen. Yes. Let's just quickly talk about upcoming shows on Radio Sega. So tomorrow, don't forget to check out Rev6's The Chart-Topping Show with a Shenmue 2 special. Afterwards, I'm not sure, but I don't think there's going to be an opinion zone this week. Not sure about Sega Edits AM either, but if so, you know, after Rev6, he'll probably have news for you. Then Wednesday, it's Club Sega Day at 8 p.m. Western Europe time with I Need Fruit. Thursday, there's an episode of the Sega Lounge with myself and someone else co-hosting. And this week's guest is Tom from the Dreamcast Junkyard. Why? Because the Dreamcast is turning, it's almost, the anniversary is almost, I'm just doing the math. I think it's 17 years old? Yeah, I think so. It's turning 17 on the 9th. Of September, at least in the US. And so since there's this anniversary coming soon, and I think the Sega Lounge airs on the 8th, I think, yeah, so one day earlier, we'll chat with Tom from the Dreamcast Junkyard and learn more about the I got distracted by Discord. Learn more about his website, that's it. And about a campaign that he did on the Dreamcast Junkyard to find out the identity of a person who appeared in one of Europe's Dreamcast ads of the past. So yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. So yeah, Dreamcast episode this Thursday on the Sega Lounge with myself and someone who will be my co-host for the week. Next up, we have Sega Mix Drive with Rexy, Friday at 9 p.m. Western Europe time. Last call is over, so hopefully we'll have the season finale of Chaos Control Center at midnight Western Europe time afterwards. And on Saturday at 10 p.m. Western Europe time, we have Saturday Night Sega. I'll be back afterwards on Monday, 8 p.m. with another episode, second episode of Season 2 of The Manic Monday Show. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode, and hopefully we'll have a sexy British lady with her lovely voice telling you about all our new segments next week, because that's how we roll here. It's time for our Discord rundown, and so let's say goodbye to II1980, Barak, Bulgard07, Brodotron, CDROM1019, Charles Ritz, Shedded, Drake, Edobean, SPK, Ethan N, Fancy Tunes, yeah, I Fancy Tunes, Foster Graph, Jab 50 Yen, I prefer 100 Yen each though, Jamie64326, John the White Yoshi, Katoyu, Kerry, Carto1989, Lang, Lemanic, Lily, Lime, Lucas, Maxi, Mob Killer! Myron S, Pastel Plushy 64, PTK Kass, Ravzig, Rexy, Rudy Tibuti, Sarah Rose 96, Sean, Shippadani, Sean, Silver Sonic, Skyblaze 42, Sony, Sonic Speed News, SPD 64, SSF 1991, Super Sega, TBSF, The Blue Renegade, The Joiner, The Bowser Knight, aka J10, The Nick Flair, Trainer Red, Dragon, Trini, Veritex, and Yoshi! Thank you all for listening to the Manic Monday Show, or at least for being with us on Discord. Don't forget to check us out next week. Don't forget to keep listening to Radio Sega, because we play the best Sega music 24/7, we have the best live shows, we have some very interesting surprises coming your way in the next few months. We're hard at work on something that hopefully will please everyone, including myself. So, as you know, we'll be dedicating, every week we'll be dedicating the Manic Monday Show to special days, and on the 9th, it's Wonderful Weirdos Day. What's the most wonderful weirdo that we all know and love? Or who is that person? It can only be one man. It can only be a person that is more than a person. He's a legend. He's amazing. He's magnificent, and it's not John Cena. So to close off the show, from Yakuza Ishin, this is Samurai Ondo, the Full Spec Edition, with our good friend, Majima. Samurai Ondo.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.